From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Barack Obama wants CEOs to be more accountable for how they run their companies and how they affect the economy. The Illinois senator and Democratic presidential candidate is pushing a bill that gives shareholders a say on the salaries that CEOs make. And big business bailouts make for big controversy. For more, we have economist Keith Reed. He is a reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer and writes a finance blog for BET called Dollar Out of 15 Cents. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Tom.
Let's talk about Barack Obama's say-on-pay legislation. It was introduced in 2007, but he referenced it again just this past Friday. What's his intention with this bill?
Well, the bill is actually a companion to a measure that actually just passed in the House a couple of weeks ago. And what say-on-pay really means is that shareholders would have the to vote on some of the compensation packages that CEOs are paid. What happens currently in corporate America is that every board of directors has a compensation committee. That committee is made up of members of the board. That board will then determine what the compensation package will be for the board itself, and also for the top executives at the company, including CEO, and then the full board will vote on the compensation package that the compensation committee approves. That is the way that it works most of the time in corporate America, with obviously the intention being that the board of directors is voting by proxy as representatives of the shareholders. This measure would give the shareholders themselves a little bit more direct control over, or at least a little bit more scrutiny, some checks and balances over what the CEOs are paid.
Isn't this a tricky legal position, given the fact that many in this country don't want the government to have more control over private industry?
But I don't think that this measure gives the government any more control over private industry. I think what it does is just put, or at least what it aims to do, is put more control in the hands of the shareholders. The shareholders are the ones who are making, who are voting with their own dollars, making investments in companies. And as it stands now, many of them don't have a direct say over whether or not or how much a CEO gets paid. They don't have a direct say in approving some of these golden parachutes that we hear about for company CEOs when they leave. So what this measure aims to do is put that power directly into the hands, or at least the power of oversight directly into the hands of the shareholders, and give them a little bit of wiggle room around what the compensation committees often do. But it doesn't give the government the power to legislate, for example, what the CEO of any major company makes.
Does Obama's position on this differ in any way from Clinton's or John McCain's?
So Senator Clinton has also has supported this measure. Senator McCain came out last week and said that he thought it was outrageous, some of the packages or some of the golden parachutes that you see coming out of corporate America. But I'm not sure whether or not he plans on voting for this particular bill. I think it is very politically in vogue right now. Especially for a candidate like the three who are running for the presidency, to stand up and make a statement on what's happening with some of the CEO pay. I think the interesting thing, though, is whether or not this question will come up on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, especially given that that McCain and Senator Clinton have been in Congress for the last several years, certainly longer than Barack Obama has, and. One of the big criticisms of the last several years with the Bush administration being in power is there hasn't been as much oversight of companies. There's been very lax regulation of companies and the profits that they're making and how they're going about making some of those profits. So how genuine, the question becomes, well, how genuine a stance can either Senator Clinton or Senator McCain take, having been senators through this entire run where we've seen some of these really, really huge profits and really, really huge CEO packages?
Well, let's take a look at the issue of government involvement in big business from another angle, because with corporate giants going belly up, the federal government is getting some heat. You just mentioned some of that, for bailing out big corporations like Bear Stearns, Countrywide, and Merrill Lynch. Some are saying, though, if it's good for Wall Street, it should be good for Main Street. Can the same policy of shoring up business be used to shore up individuals in the manner that some are calling for, especially in the crippled housing mortgage crisis?
It's possible, but I think would you? There has to be some. You have to make some distinguish. You have to distinguish in some way between the person who is on Main Street, for example, who has made a conscious decision about the type of home they were buying, or who's in trouble because of some misbehavior financially on their own part, some poor decision making on their own part, and I think that the same you have to make. Some of that same distinguishing has to go on the corporate side. I mean, for example, you brought up the Bear Stearns rescue. Congress called in some officials from the administration a few weeks ago and asked directly the question, are we bailing out Bear Stearns to the detriment of the person who's on Main Street who could really use this help, especially when Bear Stearns is a huge investment bank, and these people are professionals. They know exactly what they're doing. Why are we spending the money to bail out this company? It's a big question, and I don't think there exists a magic bullet to fix both Wall Street and Main Street at this point in time. The situation that we're in economically in this country is the result of many, many things that happened over several years, and you're not going to find one button to push that fixes it all.
Final thing is this. We've got about a minute. Do you think that the bailout, and perhaps it's too early to determine, did it have to happen, and B, has it been effective?
I'm skeptical about whether or not it had to happen. We do know that if you take Bear Stearns' word for it, that there was a run on the bank and they had to, and that this needed to happen. But there are some questions about whether or not that happened, and at least the terms of the deal, whether or not it's going to work and whether or not it's going to help shore up the economy in the long run, I think remains to be seen.
Keith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Keith Reed. He is a reporter for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and he blogs for BET's finance page, Dollar Out of 15 Cents. He joined us from member station WGUC in Cincinnati, Ohio.